Good morning. And greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last week we wrapped up spending 10 weeks of our summer in Paul's New Testament letter to the Galatians, focusing on the idea once again of the lifestyle of grace, the lifestyle that flows out of an identity and an eternity that is firm and secure because it is grounded on the work and the promises of God that are ours through his son, Jesus Christ. And beginning on August 25th, we're going to, the day of our ministry fair, we're going to begin, as Pastor Jim shared, a series on our vision for ministry that will lead us forward here at St. Timothy's, centering around the core ideas of discipleship, hospitality, and mission. And so to tie us over until then, Anna Marie and I will be sharing this week and next on some of our favorite passages from the Bible. So you'll get to learn a little bit more about us. And as you've heard, we've shared three passages today that are three of my own personal favorites. From the Old Testament, Exodus 34, verses 4 through 7. Very important text in the Old Testament. It is the text of the Bible that is actually quoted most often by the rest of the Bible. This identity of God, who the Lord reveals to us, is an anchor for our faith, a constant reminder to look back, not to who we are and how we feel, but to who God is and who he has promised to be for us. And in Colossians chapter 3, this idea of doing all things, not for our own glory, but for the glory of God, of having a life and a community, a family of faith together in which the word of Christ dwells richly. Now, any one of these texts could have been for today's message. And honestly, you know, perhaps I would have gone with Exodus if I didn't think that it really just warranted an entire series in and of itself. But I'm going to focus on Matthew chapter 11 today. And as I do, as I get started, I wanted to highlight two things that are important for us to keep in mind about the Bible. As we come to God's word with fresh eyes and open hearts today, I want to highlight two things that the Bible is not. The first is that the Bible is not just a list of doctrines to agree with. And this is actually something I love about the scriptures, that it's not this thing with a little dotted line at the end and you say, I believe in all of these things, all of these doctrines, and then sign on the dotted line. The Bible is not that. You see, it's not a book filled with, here are the things you need to think to get into heaven. And the second thing, it's not a list of rules to follow. It does contain wisdom, it contains guidance for our lives, and it even contains calls to obedience. But it is not primarily a list of things to do. You know, here's what you need to do to get into heaven. And I think that this is an important thing, because sometimes when people think about what a Christian is, they think it's somebody who thinks a certain set of things or acts in a certain kind of way. That can even be what Christians begin to think about themselves. But rather than being these things, a list of doctrines or a list of rules, God's word is an invitation for us to come to Christ. And it's not just today's gospel text. In fact, all of these scripture are an invitation to relationship with Jesus Christ. They reveal Jesus to us and invite us to come to him just as we are and to trust in him. Now, it's easy to think, you know, there are lots of texts in the Bible that call us, believe in me. You know, Jesus says, believe in me, or believe in Christ, believe in Jesus. And with a sort of Western post-enlightenment sense of the word belief, we can often take that to mean, here are the things to think are true about Jesus. But that's not the original framework that the New Testament has for us. That word belief means less to agree that something is true and more to trust that something is what it says it is. You know, I can believe that the person that works behind the counter at Starbucks exists. You know, that's easy for me to do. But to trust that person is an entirely different thing. You know, maybe I trust them to get my drink right 80% of the time. But in other things, you know, trust and agreement, they're different things. And the scriptures call us, they invite us to trust in Christ. And Jesus doesn't say, you know, get your act together, put on a nice shirt, and then you can come to me. You know, if we're being honest, sometimes that's what Christians will seem to say. But it's not what Jesus says. He doesn't, and he never did say, come to me, all you who are living good lives, who have made no mistakes, or at least really minor ones, and don't have all that many scars. Come to me, all you who have really good theology, so that I can tell you what a great job you did. Jesus doesn't say that because that is not the gospel. That's the way of the world. You know? Believe the right things. Do the right things. Act in the right way. Say the right things. Post the right things online. Vote the right way. And then we will know that you are part of the good guys team. It's not what Jesus said. Rather, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Do you believe that Jesus wants you to come to him just as you are? Like just as you are, like right here today. Not with the mask that you put on so that people think that you've got it all together, but just as you are. Whatever you've done, whatever burden you've carried, or maybe you're even still carrying it, Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. This is one of my favorite passages because God used it to speak to me, to speak life and light to me during a dark and challenging time. You know, at that time, I had been working here at St. Timothy's in youth ministry for maybe 3 or 4 years. And to be completely honest, I was feeling pretty burnt out at the time. It was kind of broken down. There was a lot of weight and pressure, and most of that was self-inflicted. Most of that came out of my sense of wanting to live up to the expectations of others, to be the person that I thought they wanted me to be. And that was really hard because I thought that everybody wanted me to be perfect, that they wanted me to be the perfect example for their kids who never messed up. That was grinding me into the ground. And one morning I woke up early, like really early. I just couldn't sleep, so I decided to get up and I went to Starbucks to read my Bible. And in case you're wondering how early it was, Starbucks was not open yet. So I sat outside with my Bible on the floor because they hadn't put out their tables yet. And I opened up the Gospel of Matthew and I started reading and I came across this passage and read these words. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest for your souls. And that morning I prayed to God, God, I don't believe that. I do not think that's true. Because the burden is really, really heavy. And I'm not sure if I can carry it anymore. And in that moment, I remember hearing the voice of God speak to me with incredible clarity. Not in the sense of it being an audible voice, like out of a thundercloud or something, but in the sense that a thought or an idea had come from outside of me and been planted deeply in my heart. It was like hearing a voice more sure and more certain than the wood of this pulpit here today. And I felt God say to me in that moment of desperation, it's heavy because you're still trying to carry the things that I promised you I would carry for you. I was trying to be perfect. And yet Jesus said, I did that for you already. I was trying to be the perfect example, the person I thought everybody wanted me to be, and Jesus said, I did that for you already. I was letting my life and my identity be defined by voices that at the end of the day were not Christ's, and the burden was too much. And maybe that's the case for you too. You know, for some of you here today, I know something of the burden you're carrying. You know, you've shared it with me. We've prayed together about it. And yet for many, I don't. And maybe nobody does. It feels like you're carrying it alone. You put on your church clothes and a smile, come to worship. And yet you heard those words of Jesus today from our gospel. Weary, burdened. You heard those words and you thought, yep, that's me. And if that's you today, then know also that these words of Jesus are for you as well. And maybe you'll hear them today too. Your Lord says, come to me. He says, I know you're worn down. I know it's hard. But I'll give you rest. Come to me, and you will find rest for your soul. And I want you to know today that if you're here, and you wouldn't necessarily consider yourself a Christian, or you aren't really sure that you believe that this invitation is for you. If you have a sense that maybe there might be in these words of Christ a way of life that is better than the one that you've been living, then I encourage you to hear those words of Christ and respond. Come to me, learn from me, and you will find rest for your soul. And this invitation is for you, brothers and sisters in Christ as well. Because you may still, just like I was, and in many ways still am, trying to carry that burden on your own. Now for me, you know, my problems weren't solved in an instant. It wasn't like, bam, Starbucks opened and all of my problems were solved. That wasn't what that day was like. Rather, it was a gradual process of me beginning to walk through my life with new eyes and in a new way. And Christ was showing me along the way. He's saying, hey, you see that thing over there? You don't need to carry that guilt anymore. Or this over here. You don't need to be anyone's savior. It's not what I'm asking you to do. And as he did that, and as he still does it, I've seen how Jesus Christ is in the business of setting us free and giving us rest. Now, as this message closes today, I'm actually going to do so with a song. And in this song, I want to invite you to hear Jesus calling out to you, inviting you and saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens and lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. O wanderer, come home. You're not too far. Lay down your hurt, lay down your heart. Come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and for all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burden. Jesus, we thank you that you invite us to come to you, to lay our burdens down, just as we are. Amen.
Please stand.